Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics' month-to-month payroll survey was compiled by the job site to form the list of states that have the fastest-growing job markets for technology. The list uses two factors to rank the states, one being the highest percentage of growth and the other being the number of new positions added in the first half of the year. In the first 6 months of 2014, Florida has added nearly 4,100 jobs in technology fields. This puts the state just behind Texas. In all of 2013, Florida only added around 4,500 tech positions. Why the large shift? According to Dice, Florida put more focus on starting the tech force at younger ages with initiatives like tech camps by the Florida High Tech Corridor. These are high-tech workshops offered to middle and high school students excelling in math and science. Kathleen Loffenberg is a media specialist for the National High Magnetic Field Laboratory, or more simply, the MagLab. She says the MagLab has hired around 10 high-tech people in engineering and computer science in the last 2 years. Loffenberg also emphasizes the increase in youth programs that the MagLab has started to offer, one of them for college undergraduates.
This year, we've had our biggest program ever this summer with undergraduate interns. It's called our Research Experiences for Undergraduates, and we had, for the first time ever, we had 29 undergraduates come here to the MagLab, and we hooked them up with different science staff members, and they mentored them.
This opportunity for students interested in high-tech jobs and the sciences is one of many available at the MagLab. The website Dice also notes another reason for Florida's tech job growth. The availability of tech professionals and hiring them has become a campaign issue in this year's gubernatorial election. For WFSU News, I'm Katie Spitalski.